We're ready to go. 3, 2, 1, and good luck. Have fun. And here we go. We start with GUG out of the new area. I can't even start. The new... Yeah, try that again, Oz. Out of the blue spawn, the covered passageways, you hear the action taking place. That is over in the patio courtyard, and very quickly, IQS showing force, very quickly taking GUG down, and first point to IQS. We spawn with GUG once again. It is at Kira we are with. He is over near the main square alley. That is that T intersection I talk about. Fixed metal also in front of him. He gets taken out by a nicely placed grenade from Spectre. As IQS holding down the fountain courtyard out, as we follow Itchy under the covered foyer, walks up onto the bridge as he makes a move in to the marketplace, where he is met by an attack from Akira. Akira doing a mighty fine job, pulls out his Desert Eagle, switches to his MP5K. Spectre dying at the hands of Akira. Nice work there by Akira, showing off some skill. There are 2-on-1, and he's able to take down both of them now. Wee Man, last man standing, and Wee Man doing a nice job. I believe Akira was trying to reload there, but Wee Man snuck up behind him over in the marketplace, behind the crates of vegetables, and gunned him down. So 2-0 now in favor of IQS, as we started with Wee Man and his teammates here. IQS over in the fountain courtyard. Spectre is injured. He got hit through the courtyard alleyway. So he is injured. He gets some healing love there from one of his teammates as we go back up to the upper fountain hallway. We see a couple dead bodies there from a GUG. Wee Man calling for assistance. He is injured. He's got about 20 health. And Wee Man, Itchy, and Spectre now all healing up in the upper fountain hallway. More gunfire taking place. As we see Spectre slowing down Vash. Or check that, Vash SR8'd Spectre. So good work by GUG here as we continue to watch the action unfold. It is down to Akira once again. Akira's got Zookboo to deal with. Action ensues up on the stairwell just above the fountain courtyard. And it's going to be Wee Man who gets the final kill on GUG. And right now, 3-0. IQS looking just like they did to end last season. Very strong here as we're only 2.5 minutes in. As we spawn with GUG, we pick up the action with Vash, 84, and Akira. They're over near the main square alley, the T intersection. Akira taking pot shots over toward the bridge. Nobody home there for IQS, as now Vash takes his position in that alleyway. He's got the SR8. Now he switches to an MP5K. Here comes under the bridge. Going to duck in. And look, he gets off a shot. Vash, nice work taking out Spectre with an SR8 shot. Fortunately, he goes into battle with that SR8 out. Now he switches. And check that. He continues on with that SR8. So Vash trying to do some one-shot, one-hit damage. As we pick it up with Akira now making a run down the upper fountain hallway. Into the patio courtyard they go as Vash is SR8'd himself. Zookboo on the kill. Did not see where that shot quite came from. We pick up Zookboo. He is over in the red spawn, over in the old alleyway. He is cornered under heavy attack, and it is going to be Tasso Angus who's able to gun him down. And GUG, Leoltimi Guerreri gets on the board. The last Warriors, that is what that translates to. The last Warriors get on the board here is we follow Knightley and Akira into the patio courtyard, but nobody home there for IQS. IQS now making a move, running through the marketplace under heavy attack. That is Itchy and Zookboo. Zookboo already going down. Itchy meets up with Fixed Metal. Fixed Metal able to take his LR300, gun him down. So GUG looking very strong here, playing actually pretty well here so far against IQS, as it's Wee Man and Spectre. Fixed Metal and Knightley. We're going to pick up the action here very quickly with Wee Man as we go first person with him. Wee Man with the LR300 and has got about 80 health. He is over in the courtyard alley under attack. Now he retreats backwards in it to the patio courtyard. From behind, he did not see Fixed Metal. He's trying to get up the stairs, bleeding just a bit. Fixed Metal healing as we see Spectre join Wee Man. Jumping off the stairs was Wee Man, gets gunned down, but Spectre able to get the last kill and the point for IQS. Score now 4-1, just about 5 minutes here into this first match. We follow IQS out of the covered passageway spawn once again. Up in the upper fountain hallway, here comes Tasso Angus doing a good job. gun firing, able to take down Spectre, I believe that was, but Wee Man going to take out Tasso Angus and get the point. Wee Man now climbing up in to that upper fountain hallway, tosses a grenade down near the patio courtyard entrance. Nobody home there. We see Fixed Metal, one of two gamers remaining here for GUG, the other being Akira. Going to have to find where Akira is very quickly. As both GUG gamers are separated, trying to get back with one another, as Spectre and his teammate are next to each other. So we got a two remaining here for GUG. Unfortunately, that did not last long. Zookboo gets the kill on Fixed Metal. Score now 5-1. GUG doing a good job here, getting a lot of kills, but unfortunately, IQS just a bit stronger here at the last couple of seconds, and they're able to take the last few rounds. Akira now coming through the courtyard alley. He's got the LR-300 out, looking into the Fee attack here. That was Spectre once again. LR-300 as he makes a move around the fountain, upper fountain hallway action. Tasso Angus coming down on the stairs, and he's able to shoot down Spectre with his LR-300. He is joined now by Knightley as they heal up on the patio just above the fountain. We see some more action as one of the IQS gamers sticking their head through the marketplace alleyway, as Itchy now running under the alley timbers. He joins his clanmate Peepee under attack. Akira takes down Peepee. Itchy gets gunned down by Tasso Angus, and GUG claims another point. Score now 5-2 as we just hit the 13-minute mark. So good work there by GUG to get one back. They are still very much in this game. IQS doing a good job, though, putting on some serious pressure here as we pick the action up with Wee Man upper fountain hallway, looking into the patio courtyard. He lets loose with his LR-300. Nobody home there for GUG as we watch now Fixed Metal taking on one of the IQS gamers. He was hit, and coming off that upper fountain hallway, that was Wee Man. Wee Man dropping down, and he's able to take out one more member here of GUG, who's reeling just a bit. As I said, they were doing a good job, but they just did not put much together here this round. Coming out under the alley timbers into the old alleyway, that was Akira and Wee Man, the new member here of IQS, getting the final kill. We're going to check out total scores right now. Tasso Angus for GUG with 8 kills. Wee Man with 10 for IQS. As we follow Akira into the marketplace alley, Akira putting on a big attack here against Zookboo and the other IQS members. Akira with some support behind him. That was Vash84. Vash gets gunned down, but Knightley's right there to help on the offensive as Itchy goes down. Three members of IQS lying face down on the ground. Spectre and Peepee, the last two members for IQS, left alive here. We pick it up with Spectre as he quickly runs under the arched foyer across the bridge. As he looks into the marketplace, he sees Vash. He lets loose with the LR-300 in the hallway. We go. A lot of action taking place. It is Spectre who's able to take down both gamers. Nice work by Spectre. Vash84 and Knightley put up a bit of a battle, but the skills of Spectre, seeing as he can't play World of Warcraft today, he's got to play this crappy game he calls Urban Terror. Doing a fine job at it, though. We follow the action on the respawn with Knightley, LR-300 in hand, as he goes upstairs into the upper fountain hallway. Look out, because peeking his head around the corner with a grenade, that was Wee Man. Tosses one grenade, tosses two. Both of them shall fall just a bit short. As Knightley and Fixed Metal now come up the stairs, that last action right there brought to you courtesy of Fixed Metal and Tasso Angus, along with Knightley. They gun down Wee Man, almost like a 3-on-1 in order to take Wee Man out. Coming through the fountain alleyway, Itchy dishing out some mean shots here. Fixed Metal falling to the hand of Itchy. Now around the corner we come. It is Knightley meeting up with Itchy's G36 once again. Over in the fountain courtyard, the spa's 12 out, but Itchy gets a whole lot of DE from Vash84. That puts another tick up there for GUG. Score now 7-3 as we are approaching the halfway mark here on our first map, UT Casa. If you want to follow at home, urbanterror.net/casa.jpg. You will see the layout from an aerial view. That is what we use here at Inside the Game to cover this match. We pick the action up in the fountain courtyard. It is Spectre under attack, calling for a medic. Fixed Metal coming through. Never saw Spectre ducking behind one of the outcroppings here as he's able to gun down Fixed Metal. Now he's going to get, I was going to say, he's going to get some assistance, but Vash84 came through the fountain side hallway here, the upper fountain hallway, but he was taken down Again, very good action by both squads here. IQS getting the better of GUG right now. The Last Warriors, 8-3 is our score. As we spawn and go inside the game here with Akira, first person mode. He's got the G30, or excuse me, he's got the LR300 out. Full clip, full health. The round has just began. He's taking a run now down the upper fountain hallway. First person view. He's got Wee Man in front of him, and Wee Man, I'm not sure how Wee Man was able to get out of that. 28 health left for Wee Man, but Wee Man down Akira. Nice of skills there by both gamers as we now go back to the T intersection, the main square. A lot of action taking place. Vash 84, Fixed Metal, and Tasso Angus all falling to the hands of IQS there. So IQS outrunning once again, 9-3. GUG trying to play with them so far, having a bit of a tough time here. Vash 84 coming around the corner. Big SR8 shot. Spectre dying at the hands of Vash 84. Sticking with his SR8. Akira now coming through. Ducks his head and guns down Wee Man as Akira and Tasso Angus heal up in the just up above the stairs near the upper fountain hallway. Akira now doubling back down the upper fountain hallway. He comes. Saw one of the IQS members with an SR8 out as he quickly ducked back in to the marketplace. You hear the action. That was Zookboo with that SR8. Now we follow Zookboo. He quickly switches back to one of the automatic weapons, that being the MP5K. Takes his position in the fountain courtyard alley. Quickly retreating. Zookboo now with the SR8 lets off a zoom shot. Now he's got to reload his weapon as he does. Quickly approaches the main square alley as we are inside the game with Zookboo here at the moment. But he falls off. Oh, big SR8 kill by Vash84. He was able to take down Zookboo. Not sure how that happened. Stuck his head out from just above the upper fountain hallway patio. Guns him down. GUG hanging tough here. 9-4 is our score as we're just at 7 minutes 30 seconds to go here in this first round. UT Casa, all the action from Clan Base 2005 Open Cup. This is GUG taking on IQS. As we follow the action with Akira and, well, was Akira and Knightley. Both of them get gunned down here. One over in the alley timbers, the other over in the marketplace alleyway. As we pick the action up with Vash, MP5K, they meet up in the marketplace alley. That was Zookboo with the kill. He spammed Vash with his MP5K. Vash never had a chance. He was first on the trigger, but also the first to fall. We spawn once again. IQS coming out of the covered passageway very quickly. Grenades being tossed down that fountain courtyard alleyway, that sort of L-shaped hallway there, which leads from area to area here in UT Casa. We follow PP now. PP trying to climb up onto the bridge. Here he goes. We're going to follow the action with PP. He's got an HE grenade out. Tosses it over toward the main score alley. All gamers from the Last Warriors had retreated far enough back. That grenade fell harmlessly as we see Tasso, Angus, and Fixed Metal getting beat down over in the marketplace. As did Akira. He heard the action, went down the alley timbers, and he met up with a lot of resistance, mainly from a PP of International Quake Squad. And here comes IQS once again very quickly through the fountain fountain courtyard into the alleyway as they let off a couple of quick shots over in the marketplace. Akira leading the charge, not a bright idea. Itchy taking him out with a G36. More action unfolding between the marketplace and the fountain courtyard. Fixed Metal up in the upper fountain hallway, meets up with Itchy once again, the G36, doing Itchy very well. Itchy right now with 16 kills, just one, check that, two now behind Spectre. Spectre calling for a bit of assistance. He's upstairs, peeking down the alley courtyard, and it is going to be Spectre who gets the final kill on Vash84 as he says LOL here at the end of that round. Score 12-4 in favor of IQS. Once again, Akira leading the charge. Here they come down the main square alley underneath the bridge. That is IQS tossing a couple grenades. No harm, no foul. Nobody died in that little exchange. A lot of gunfire. And now we have Spectre and Wee Man making their way into the fountain courtyard. Knightley under attack. Knightley quickly retreating, not fast enough. Gets outgunned by Wee Man once again with the LR300. And just like that, only 30 seconds in, the round is over. That round once again goes to IQS. They are now comfortably ahead, 13-4 here on UT Casa. don't want to say it, but it's almost looking like a replay of yesterday. Big grenade tossed in by Fixed Metal. The Exploding Monkey takes down Wee Man. Wee Man never saw it, never had a chance to retreat. Nice toss there by Fixed Metal at the upper fountain hallway. Knightley now. Knightley going in at the upper fountain hallway, taking on a Spectre mano a mano, and he gets the best of Spectre. Red team is the unlose as they pick up another point here, 13-5. As we spawn with Akira from the Last Warriors, once again tossing a grenade down under the bridge just above the foyer. Nobody home for IQS. As we now pick up the action with Itchy taking a run back towards the covered passageway, you hear the distinct sound from the G36 letting loose Vash. Vash is not going to see him from behind. Vash under assault. And Vash, with the SR-8, he was zoomed in Fountain Courtyard. He gets taken out. Spectre doing a fine job on Fixed Metal. Last man here, Tasso Angus, on the wrong end of Itchy's G36 once again. And 14-5 now. Nice tactics there by IQS Itchy as... Vash 84 never looked behind him to see who was behind him. Another grenade there. Akira gets Wee Man again. Wee Man going down for the second time. But Tasso Angus also going down. That was, I'm not sure who tossed that grenade. That might have been Itchy. Yes, it was Itchy with that kill. Knightley now about 25 health. Check that, maybe 10 health. Got the LR-300 out as he makes a move inside the courtyard alleyway. He's going to hook up with Zookboo, and it's going to be a whole lot of DE round from Zookboo. Puts a bullet in his head and finishes that round off. IQS now up by 10. Our score 15-5. 3 minutes to go here in this first round on UT Casa. Here the action taking place in the background. Gunfire grenades being exchanged over in that courtyard alleyway up on. Boy, it is Knightley. Knightley coming around the corner, gunning down Spectre with the LR-300. But Itchy right there to clean up. And then Itchy gets taken down. Vash still hanging tough with his SR-8 here. Vash, where is Vash? Vash doing a nice job. 18 kills so far, 17 deaths. So not very effective here as we run down scores here very quick. Itchy 27 for IQS. 19 for Vash 84 and Tasso Angus with 14 for GUG. We spawn once again with GUG. It is Knightley. Knightley now coming through the courtyard alleyway. He's got Akira behind him. In front of him, they have Wee Man and Pee Pee. Wee Man getting ready to die. He is bleeding, but he is going to hang tough. Gets the final kill, a flawless victory here for IQS as they put bullets in the lifeless body of one of the GUG members there as they score their first flawless victory here in the round, 17-5. Now is their score. Itchy making a move down the upper fountain hallway, tosses a grenade. It falls harmlessly. Akira going to come down and meet up with Wee Man. But it's going to be Vash 84 who gets that kill with an SR-8 round. Spectre now hanging tough in a position up on the patio. A headshot for Spectre with the DE. Knightley on the ground. No head to speak of on top of his shoulders. And a big grenade. Vash let loose with a grenade. And Spectre looked like he was literally trying to catch it up on the patio above the fountain courtyard. He caught it all right, but the round goes to GUG 17-6. As Spectre back in at the patio, looking down the upper fountain hallway, he gets revenge, though, as Vash goes down thanks to Wee Man. So IQS trying to get a couple points they lost here right back. As we pick it up with Itchy under the arch foyer, drops a grenade behind him. Nobody there. In front of him, though, it is Akira dropping off the bridge. Akira taking out Itchy. But right there, running down that alleyway, was Wee Man for the final kill, 18-6. We're in the last 50 seconds here of this first round. This could be our last round here on this first map, UT Casa. We'll see what happens here. Vash 84 back in the upper fountain hallway. He's got the SR-8 out. He is looking to take down one more gamer, and I'm sure living up to what he had been doing, I'm sure he will find Spectre there very shortly. Vash now, Spectre coming down. Yes, that was Spectre coming from his patio position on the upper fountain hallway. Doing a nice job, and that is going to be another victory here for IQS. 19-6 is our score. We're going to spawn with IQS once again, following all the action here with Itchy out of the spawn. He makes his move into the Marketplace alley. Check that, the Marketplace. coming through the marketplace. Allie, it's Akira. He's taking on PP, able to gun down PP, going after Zookboo under the alley timbers. Akira having to retreat and reload, and while he does, Itchy lets loose with an HE grenade. That takes him down. And IQS, they got two more gamers from a GUG to take down. That is Knightley, one of them. And Vash84, we pick it up with Vash. Vash putting the hurt on Wee Man, spamming the MP5K in his direction. He now retreats up the stairs, but he is met by Zookboo's exploding grenade. It is all up to Knightley now. And Knightley headshot, that is going to do it. There is our first round score, 20-6. We're going to step away, come right back here. It's Oswald. You're inside the game with Urban Tear.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn. Well, yeah, porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Crowd. Radio.
And as we are in between rounds here, let's take a look at all the action there from the first round. 20-6 was our final score in favor of IQS. As the map has rotated, we're now in a turnpike. 20-6 our score there in the first round. Itchy top scorer for IQS with 34. Spectre behind him with 31. Wee Man 21. Zookboo 16. And PP with 14. In fact, the only gamer on IQS not to have a positive kill to death ratio. But that's okay. His teammates picked him up. PP did have some mighty fine kills there, too, regardless of that ratio. As for GUG Lee Ultimi Ueri, the last warriors, and I apologize to GUG for probably butchering their clan name. The last warriors, Vash84, the top scorer here for them, 26 kills, 22 deaths. Tasso Angus right behind him with 16 kills. Akira, 14. Fixed Metal, 9, and Knightley with 6. So that first round, all IQS. Will things change? We'll find out here as we make the move over to Turnpike. Probably going to have some substitutions here as we see for IQS and Virus for GUG. So we're going to be coming back here in just a couple of minutes with the start of the second round here as teams are still not ready, just practicing up here. 20-6 is our score. We'll be right back. Inside the game. Whoa. Welcome back to Inside the Game. We're just about ready to get our game on here. Second round action ready to take place. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and we are set. Good luck. Have fun from both clans. 20 minutes on the clock as we spawn once again. We're going to start with Akira this time from GUG. They are trapped inside. As you can hear the train going by, they are trapped inside the metro station here very quickly. As we follow GUG inside the office building now. From behind, it is going to be GUG who gets the first victory. I apologize for that. I just had one last thing to do here. Now we can get our game on. Akira, as they spawn out in the McCain supply yard, Akira jumping up on the mailbox. He's going to go upstairs, second floor. Nice little hop there by Akira. From behind, Akira gets a drop on Wee Man coming up the stairs backwards. Wee Man never saw him. Good kill there by Akira for GUG. As we go inside of the metro station once again, it is Vash84 leading the charge. Once again, it is Akira. And GUG coming out very strong here, 2-0 very quickly. This is exactly what GUG needs to do in order to climb back into this game. Big grenade tossed in by Itchy into the metro station. Glass exploding. Body parts everywhere. Vash now reloading with a grenade, tossing it in the direction of Wee Man, who returns fire with his LR-300. As always, see bodies of GUG players in on the ground dead. Tassawangus now falling to Blaze, who is one of the substitutes here for IQS. We'll run down the starting teams here in just a moment. IQS in blue. There is our last kill with Wee Man on at Tassawangus. Spectre, we are a Fixed Metal, a Virus, Knightley, and Vash 84. Red team for the Last Warriors Clan at GUG of Italy. We pick up the action with Wee Man going into the metro station once again, and it's going to be Spectre who gets taken. Actually, Spectre and Peepee doing a mighty good job there, taken down in the last two members of GUG once again. Turnpike, as you can hear, very fast map. Matches don't, rounds don't last more than about 35, 45 seconds on this map. Gunfire inside the office building near the front door. It is Tassawangus and Vash. It's going to be Vash and Fixed Metal who come through. We had a team kill there, but it wasn't Spectre. Spectre doing a great job. Fixed Metal, Akira both dying at the hands of Spectre there. Our score now 3-2 as IQS has run off a three-win streak here on at Turnpike to take a one-point advantage in the early moments here of this second round. More action over near the alley entrance. Big grenade from PP. That takes out two gamers from GUG, but Virus coming through there, outgunning PP with his LR-300. As Virus now, he's got two gamers left. Actually, check that. He's got Wee Man left. Wee Man coming through reception entrance from the metro station. He sees Virus as now he comes near the side entrance, retreating very quickly. It is Virus as we follow him. Tosses a grenade back in. You hear the glass exploding. Virus reloads just behind the mailbox. As we kick on the mini-map here and check out the action, Wee Man coming through the front door onto William Street. Big shot there, big kill. 4-2 now in favor of IQS as we start with Wee Man on the respawn, holding back over in the north parking lot just near the brick wall. Takes a grenade, holds it, 3-2, and did not toss a grenade as he dies on top of the Jeep. Vash 84 getting that kill. As Vash 84 and Fixed Metal heal each other up, and off to the metro station we go once again, being led by Vash 84. As we go inside the office, it is Blaze and company near the restroom under attack. Spectre hanging back. Spectre going to try to get a kill here, but Blaze catches a bullet from Vash 84 very quickly. Vash 84 doing a nice job taking out Spectre as well, but Vash on the wrong end of Itchy's G36 once again. Healing, we see, actually that's Fixed Metal, lone gamer here for GUG going up against Itchy. As he sees Itchy over in the McCain supply yard, as we jump to Itchy, Itchy scoping in with the G36, looking at retreating now down William Street around the south parking lot, but big headshot there by Fixed Metal. Great work by GUG, hanging tough here. 4-3 is our score here on UT Casa. Inside the reception entrance, it is Vash 84 on the charge, taking down one gamer, hooking up near the restroom. He's under heavy attack. They exchange kills, and just like that, GUG gets another point back as we see some gamers saying, "I hate Turnpike." Yes, it's a very fast map here for many clans on Team Survivor as we watch Blaze now. Got the sniper rifle out. No action happened over there. We switch coming out of the metro station. Fixed Metal, gun down. Blaze with the kill. Wee Man going one-on-one. Headshot. Tassawangus without a head. That was a DE kill. Big pistol whip there for IQS and Wee Man once again. As they spawn in the north parking lot, coming down the alley under the train tracks we go. Fixed Metal never had a chance against Itchy. Itchy opens the door. Grenade dropped inside there. He retreats very quickly. Tassawangus and Wee Man exchange fire. It's going to be Tassawangus who ends up, both end up on the ground here, as GUG putting on a marvelous display of gunfire here, running down the alley. We now have to chase down Spectre. As Spectre making a move inside, running through the north parking lot entrance, comes out very slowly, breathing heavily. Now he is walking over toward the aside building, turns around the corner, looks down the alleyway, and now he quickens the pace down near the alley entrance, closes the alley doors, out onto William Street and in to the McCain Supply Yard. Still nobody home for GUG as we continue to follow Spectre back on to the south parking lot. Hacked by Vash 84. Gets help from Virus. Vash goes down, but it's going to be Virus who cleans it up there for GUG. Spectre gets taken out just near the south parking lot as we spawn with IQS once again over near the alleyway. You can hear the grenades going off in the background as we see Vash with the SR-8 out. Wee Man right next to him, giving him some support with the LR-300. Grenade picks off Wee Man. He's got about 40% health, looking to get some love there from one of his teammates, as Fixed Metal now was the one who was tossing those grenades. Blaze takes him down as we head inside the office once again. Blaze and Wee Man looking for more red team members here of GUG. Nobody home. Under heavy attack, it is Blaze. Never had a chance as Akira outguns him. PP now under heavy attack from behind. Akira going into the office from the alley entrance, taking him down. And GUG once again, it takes a 6-5 lead here against IQS. Just about 12 and a half minutes remaining. Scoring here so far for individuals, Tassawang is 4 GUG and 9 for PP of IQS. Inside the office we go. Once again, grenades being tossed, but it's going to be the shiny bullet of PP who outlast Tasso Angus. And into the metro station we move. A lot of gunfire being exchanged here. It is Fixed Metal letting loose. Fixed Metal now has to reload. Spectre popping his head out from the side entrance near the park. He now retreats as he is limping and bleeding, a trail of blood behind him. There he goes. He heals himself, reloads his LR-300, and again takes a position back up over near the alley entrance as he gets ready to shut the door. Check that. He left the doors open for some reason. Now he shuts the doors. He's going to be able to hear if anybody comes from inside, from outside, and there they come, trying to come inside. That was Akira. He passes up that opportunity as Spectre now injured. Only one bar of health left for Spectre as we go first person. We go inside the game with Spectre. That's right. We are following him as he reloads. He's got 30 shots, one clip remaining. Spectre near the trash can just next to the bathroom. We hear the door open. As you can hear the door there click open and click shut. Spectre holding his position just inside the front door. Not sure what he was looking at there as he awaits the arrival of the last GUG member here, and that being Akira. Pace has slowed down just a bit around the corner. Here he comes under attack, and it is going to be a headshot there. Spectre, you heard it dink off the helmet the first time. Second shot, it did not miss. Spectre gets the points. And very quickly, Akira and Vash going down. Not even 30 seconds in as we pick the action up. Fixed Metal under the train tracks once again as the F-515 rumbles overhead. But Fixed Metal could not disguise his approach as Itchy with his G36 outlasts him. Score now 7-6. Last 2 points have gone to IQS as we start with GUG and Akira. Akira dropping a grenade. Sort of backfired. Hit off the wall and bounced right back to him. Akira now had a gamer from IQS in his sights, and as he does it, he's assisted by Virus and Fixed Metal. There, Virus now coming through the north parking lot entrance. It's going to be Virus on the kill. Itchy falling to him. Tassel Angus and Virus now entering the that north parking lot entrance, running back into the office as they are in search of IQS. Spectre once again. Spectre letting loose. He had enough for Virus, but not enough to outlast the last member of the UG. Score now tied at 7 apiece. Remember, it is total round win, so with that comfortable lead after the first round, IQS not really in much despair here about losing that lead or even losing this round, as long as it's close. 7-7 is our score as we hit the 9-minute mark. As we follow GUG in the north parking lot, passing the Jeep, we have Fixed Metal and Tasso Angus As they make their way toward the metro station, you hear the doors open. They go inside the doors, coming out looking near the reception entrance. They hook up with Pee-Pee of IQS. Pee-Pee retreating. He's got support. He's got support from Itchy. Itchy gets a shiny bullet in his noggin. Tassoing is now retreating back near the trash can. He gets killed. And through the side entrance, it is Pee-Pee who's able to take out Fixed Metal, get the point before he bleeds to death. 8-7 is our score here in favor of IQS. 8 minutes, 15 seconds remaining here in this match. Back inside we go. Akira under a heavy attack, but he gets the point as we see Pee-Pee and Blaze going down. Vash 84 back-to-back kills for a job, trying to get that score up. 11 kills for Vash 84 right now to 12 deaths, so not very effective for him at the moment. Out onto William Street we go, and from just behind the mailbox, Wee Man getting a point, but also giving one up as he dies now around where the SUV they go. Akira ducks inside as a DE from Spectre able to catch Fixed Metal. Akira coming through the side entrance under the alleyway. He's able to put a bullet in the brain of Spectre, take him out, and we are tied once again. 8-8 is our score. A lot of action here on the UT Turnpike, as you can hear, as we are under the train tracks once again with GUG being led by Fixed Metal. Look out, Fixed Metal, because on the backside there he comes. Itchy gets the drop on two of the three gamers there. One who got taken out, Akira. The other was Vash 84. Itchy, nice job there. Tactics of just waiting and holding your position. He's got three kills here in this round. Fixed Metal, the last one to die at the hand of Itchy and that G36. It got three of them right there in the matter of about 30 seconds. Tasso Angus opening up that parking lot entrance north door, but he is met by Blaze, and Blaze gets the last DE kill on Virus. 9-8 our score. IQS has reclaimed the lead here on UT Turnpike. Blaze quickly down the alleyway, able to take out two gamers. Nice work there, last one to be in, Vash 84. Tasso Angus from behind. Blaze, no chance. Blaze looking all the way down the north parking lot. Did not see him, and here comes Wee Man through the metro station, hiding behind the Jeep. He's in pursuit of Tasso Angus, who is ducking in and out of that alley entranceway, and Tasso Angus catches a bullet from Wee Man. Wee Man on the opposing end of the office took him out. Score now 10-8. We are at the 6-minute mark. Score 10-8 here on UT Turnpike. IQS, International Quake Squad, in complete control here of this match, and most likely will win the match. But GUG putting up a nice fight here so far. Fortunately, there is another point here very quickly, as pulling out one more point, 11-8. And unlike most maps, there's really an area that dominates on this. You really can't hold one place. Too much action taking place, as you can hear in the background, inside the office. Once again, gunfire, hail of bullets, hailstorm full of bullets here as we follow the action outside Spectre around the south parking lot. Able to catch Akira. Check that was Itchy who takes out Akira. And as you just heard, coned a big blue team victory here for IQS. They have let loose with three in a row now, coming from behind by 1 point, being out on top now by 4-12-8. Fixed Metal under attack. It is Wee Man on the attacks, hiding behind the brick wall. Here he comes. Fixed Metal taking his life in his hands, but doing a very good job as he outguns Wee Man and Blaze with his LR-300. He's got an HE grenade. He is calling for some medical attention. He's down to about 20% health. Not going to get any love from his teammates because they are all dead. And once again, it is Itchy. G36 kill gives the point to IQS. We respawn at the 4:25 mark. Itchy coming down the alleyway underneath the train tracks onto William Street. G36 popping off, and he pops the head of Akira very quickly. And just like that, GUG once again dies at the hand of IQS. As we're going to check it out through the metro station this time. In the office we go. There's where all the action's taking place, over near the company park, as we see Spectre and Wee Man coming through inside the office. That is Wee Man under heavy attack. As Pee-Pee now exchanges kills, Itchy gets killed by Virus, and then Pee-Pee takes out Virus with his LR-300. and continues on. He's got the HE grenade out. He tosses it in the direction of two gamers from GUG. But it's going to be Vash from the park, who outlasts him. And Vash doing a good job here once again for the last Warriors of Italy clan at GUG. Vash with the spas out. He's looking for that spray kill here with the spas, but not going to get it as IQS Spectre from the park entrance takes out Vash. As we see some ping issues here for GUG, even though this is their home server that we are playing on, some relatively high pings as opposed to those from IQS. As we go over to the metro station once again, Akira letting loose. He is under heavy attack here from up above. That is Spectre. He climbed up onto the second story window, shot down, and outgunned Akira. So we respawn once again, 2:30 to go here. Wee Man out onto William Street, taking aim at Virus and Fixed Metal. Virus near the entrance. Oh, great shot by Wee Man. As action unfolding, and right now it is just domination by IQS. GUG probably just trying to decide to ride out this round here, as they are not going to run the table in this cup tournament as they did back in the fall 2004. But nonetheless, they are a force to be reckoned with here, I do believe, in this group. IQS, the heavy favorite to win this group. GUG still has a chance, though, as they still have four other clans that are in this group, and we'll have to see how that holds up for them. IQS, though, another victory here, 18-8, as we hit the 1 minute 40 mark. And on the respawn, we pick it up with Tasso, Angus, and Akira of GUG as they come down the alleyway underneath the tracks once again. Tasso Angus going to open up that entrance. He's met by gunfire from his own teammate. Inside we go once again as we see the bodies of Vash 84 and Tasso Angus on the ground. IQS putting a couple bullets in them, but it's going to be Fixed Metal with his LR-300 who outlasts PP, and a big point-blank boomstick shot there by Itchy, and that's going to win the round here for IQS once again, 19-8. And IQS out and running. The big dogs not able to play with them today here. GUG has not won since they got their eighth point. They've given up 11 points in a row. Make that 12 points now as we're inside the one-minute mark. But the way IQS is playing, we're probably going to have another round of maybe two to go here, as the majority of IQS members go quickly through the metro area inside the office building near the reception desk. We're going to head upstairs here very quickly as you hear the glass breaking and dropping down. That is, I believe that's Itchy. Yes, it is Itchy with the spas and the HG or the G36 out. Battle ensues in front of the restroom, and it's going to be Virus who takes out Spectre. And Itchy gets a whole lot of love from Vash 84 as we see tra-la-la-la-la. Akira just waiting out the last couple of seconds here. Vash up on the second story window trying to ride out the time. 5 seconds, 4, 3. Oh, he misses with the spots, not once but twice, and that is going to do it. Congratulations to IQS. They have gone on to defeat GUG here in the second round. We're going to step away, come back, wrap things up here from inside the game. It's Oswald. You're dialed in to a little bit of Urban Terror Clan Base Spring 2005 Cup Action.
Would you like some of this?
Rock it on to LG style, and a nice jump pad is all on the quad here by Ricky. He's bounced with the rocket, and Paul Wall's going to pick up that quad.
Or some of this?
Red Templar in front, kill off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pyrrhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG. Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb. It sounded pretty dumb. So, we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live esports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here. Radio.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And welcome back inside the game. Oswald here, the post-game wrap-up where you just heard IQS defeat GUG. Final score 41-14. First level on UT Casa 20-6 in favor of IQS. And on Turnpike, which just concluded 21-8. In favor of IQS. Our Dead Llamas players of the game, Spectre for IQS and Avash 84, both had very strong matches here as we look at their individual scores here from each round. Last round, you just heard Spectre put up a 30-16 mark. In the first round, 31-12, so just about 61 kills for him to 28 deaths. Great ratio. Avash 84, first round 26-22, second round he picked up 18 more kills, but also had a 26 death. So props to both Avash 84 and Spectre, our Dead Llamas players of the game. So that's going to do it here as we see IQS starting off this cup very strong. And we'll have to see if that holds up here the next couple of rounds. Next couple of weeks is they're going to have to take on some more opponents. GUG might have been the strongest in that group. One can only imagine what will happen. Some other good clans though in that group. PK, just one of the others, just for fun from Germany. IQ and INC. So Group C going to be a tough group for two clans to emerge. And that's going to do it for us today here on Inside the Game. I'm glad we could bring you this first premier match here from Clan Base Spring 2005 Open Cup. We will be back tomorrow to bring you more Urban Terror coverage. That's right, all week long. You want Urban Terror? Need to go nowhere else than right here inside the game. Tomorrow's match coming up is going to be Derby, URT versus Sixth Sense. This is a Group 1A match. And that coming up tomorrow. That's going to do it for us. I do want to congratulate IQS once again. I want to say thanks to GUG for participating. Once again, Spectre and Vash 84 are players of the game. We'll see you next time. Have a good day.